listening to Due North, your community-driven source for local and regional news in northern British Columbia on CFIR 88.7 FM. You can hear a new episode of Due North every Wednesday to Friday morning at 10 a.m., as well as episodes of Missing Peter Zosky and Prince George, hosted by Stuart Parker every Monday at 11 a.m. We gratefully acknowledge the support of the National Campus and Community Radio Association and the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative Program. Catherine Kendall is the Green Party candidate for the Prince George McKenzie riding in the upcoming BC provincial election. Catherine, thanks for joining me on the phone today.
Thank you.
So let's just start with the basics. What do you see as the three most important issues this election? What should people really be paying attention to?
My three top issues: climate change, food, and healthcare.
Great. And could you elaborate a little bit on what you mean by climate change? How do you see as the way forward for the provincial government?
Well, I don't think it's something that anybody can avoid across the planet, and so I definitely think that whenever any election is coming up, it's an opportunity to actually create some change, and we definitely need some policy changes straight up around climate change and making sure that we're meeting emissions targets. And at this time, the agreements that have been made over in the past have not been met, and so we really need to hunker down and make sure that those are top priority.
Yeah, so what do you see as kind of the biggest gaps in policy or political will in the past few years when it comes to climate change?
Well, as long as we're continuing to subsidize the oil and gas industry, then funds are going in ways that are continuing on with exacerbating the climate change issues, and so we really need to take a hard look at that.
Okay, thank you. And what are barriers to reform? What do you see as the biggest issues to overcome in order to enact change?
The biggest issues to overcome are the policies that are in place with, you know, our particular political bodies that are already in office now. So we need to make sure that the Greens have a bigger say so we can create bigger change.
Okay. And your riding has voted Liberal for decades now. What do you think it will take to prompt a shift?
Well, I think that people are starting to realize that with COVID in the last 8 months and with climate change continuing to create change across the planet with our environment, I think that more and more people are starting to really look at how it is that we can create change politically.
And what do you have that candidates have lacked in the past in kind of pushing that impetus?
Well, the green policies, the green mandate, the green solutions are all about making sure that people in place are looking at their environment as a number one topic, right? So we're in place within our environment, and we really have to look after it. So that's going to fall into place with healthcare. It's going to fall into place with forestry. It's going to fall into place with all of the climate action initiatives, the oil and gas industry, each sector. Touches on that, and the Greens definitely have a better plan than the other groups.
Okay, thank you. And how does the fact of colonization, systemic racism, and theft of Indigenous land incorporate into the Green Party's claims to be a leader in the fight for climate action?
And yeah, so First Nations issues are definitely something that we can't walk away from. It's something that we have to keep negotiating with and making sure that that is front and center, acknowledging that the traditional territories that exist need to be established and in place federally and provincially. So it's definitely something that the Green Party is making sure that is also at the top of the list.
Okay, and Black Lives Matter has really brought to the forefront systemic racism and racist policing practices. And this is an issue that affects the North as well, with huge mass incarceration rates for Indigenous folks, as well as experiences of police brutality and over-policing. What do you see as the role of the RCMP, and how would you address issues of systemic racism if given the chance?
Well, systemic racism, it goes back in history around how it is that we've treated First Nations people, Indigenous people across history, right? And so it really is about educating individuals at the school level, our children. And so when they're growing up and becoming police officers, they already have an idea that diversity is key to humanity carrying on in this world. And so treating people equally. And so I believe that if our First Nations and Indigenous and non-Indigenous people are in school together and learning these things at the same time, there's going to be a lot of aha moments where youth and children and teenagers are actually understanding that this is why we have a problem, right? So those problems are systemic. And so as long as we keep those systemic problems existing and it's still the status quo within our education system, then those problems are going to exist right up until our secondary school and children going into politics or into various careers like our RCMP.
And do you think that in addition to increased knowledge and education around Indigenous issues, histories of colonization, and diversity, there is an institutionalized aspect that needs addressing?
Yes, I'm speaking about institutionalizing, making sure that within our educational system that everyone learns about the history so that there's a really strong understanding, right? I mean, I have guests from Germany that come here, and their students are learning about Indigenous injustices in our country. And so why isn't that being taught in our schools across the country?
Right. Okay, so this is your second campaign for election. The first was as a Green Party candidate for the last federal election. You must have a certain amount of confidence in the ability of our governing bodies to fix these issues. Has that confidence ever been shaken?
Okay, you're going to have to reframe that question or just ask me again, and there's parts of that that I didn't quite hear.
Has your confidence in the ability of our governing bodies to fix the big issues of our day ever been shaken?
Have they been shaken?
Mm-hmm.
No. It's been the status quo for as long as I know. That's why we're in the predicament that we are, with not only climate change, but COVID and various health challenges across the board, across the province and the country.
So what would you say to folks who maybe don't feel like, who maybe do feel as though big, overarching, systemic change is the only way forward, that incremental policy change has failed us in the past?
The only way forward is to make sure that people have a very green focus. To make sure that the environment is front and center, because the environment is only the only thing that cradles us. And if we're not looking after it, then we can't look after ourselves. And so if we're relying on the status quo with the governments that have been in place to date, then we are in big trouble.
Okay, thank you. Anything you'd like to add before we sign off?
Yeah, my second and third choices that were at the top of my list were food and healthcare. And so I really think it's important to bring food to the center. It's something that we all rely on. And when tragedies like forest fires, droughts, and COVID come to our communities, and we realize, especially in the north where grocery store shelves go empty, it's really important to start thinking about how it is that we start to develop our own local food systems. Food systems that allow people to actually understand how it is that they can grow food indoors, outside, on lawns, or any space that they have available, so that they can actually provide themselves some food, so that they can make it through our harsh winter when things happen and roads get closed. We really only have one road that comes north and south, and a lot of our food comes from California and further south, and so it really is important to create those local food systems. And in regards to healthcare, our food and nutrition definitely relate to healthcare, and we really need to make sure that we're looking after our seniors within our health system as well.
And how would you address issues of diverse health outcomes for Indigenous folks, specifically when it comes to accessibility to healthcare, accessibility to healthy food?
Well, there's definitely some amazing initiatives that are coming from the First Nations themselves and them recognizing what it is that they need. And I think supporting them and making sure that they continue to have what they need is important. And one of those things is looking after the ecosystem so that they can continue on with their hunting and gathering. We've definitely got an issue with salmon. We have lots of issues with, for instance, glyphosate spraying in forests where they're seeing impacts on moose populations, deer populations, and small animal populations, as well as birds. And so they've been very aware that the environment has been impacting their food system. So we need to turn that around.
Okay, thank you. And how can people find out more about you, your platform, the Green Party, and any upcoming events?
Oh, please email me, katherine.kendall@greenparty.bc.ca. We have a Facebook page as well. And even just going on the BC Greens website, we're all on there as a candidate list, so you can actually drop us an email through there and donate if you wish. We'll have a pop-up office next week at Massage Place from 10 till 12. It's in the parking lot at Massage Place Stadium, right next to Massage Place Stadium on Massey. And we're offering T-shirts and bumper stickers, and we're handing out free masks at grocery stores just so that people can get their faces covered and not have to stress about throwing away an abundance of disposable masks.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know you must be very busy right now.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. And if you could just, I know that we're not on right now, you can clip that, but I still needed the quote on the ads because we'd really like to run an ad with your radio station.
Yeah, I went looking for an email address for you. Thank you for reminding me. And I couldn't find one on any of the websites, but I did get a quote for you. So if you give me your email address, I'll send it along.
Yep, katherine.kendall@greenparty.bc.ca.
Greenparty.bc.ca. Okay, I'll send that to you
just
a few minutes.
And thank you, because that has been a huge issue about how people get a hold of us, because it's been such a snappy election that nobody seems to know how to get a hold of anybody, which has been really frustrating.
Yeah.
And it looks bad, you know?
Yeah, I bet. And on my end, too, trying to get a hold of candidates to coordinate interviews, because, of course, I have to give everyone equal time. I'm sending Facebook messages.
Totally, yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks, Katherine. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.